Yep. One on table during next regular meeting. Now we'll move on to old business. First case under old business.
10,745, Tammy and Frank Crawford. This was a variance from the side and rear yard setback requirements. Do you remember this one?
Yep. It's where they went from the side yard and the rear side yard setback for their building.
Yeah.
And we tabled it to, you know.
Oh, yeah, they want to build that.
That case we got right there.
For a 40-by-60 pole building.
40-by-60 pole building.
This is where they filled in into the neighbor's property.
Supposedly. Now.
They had stated that they have permission from the previous owner.
Yeah, and they met with Deldot and had gone down.
Fill in the ditch that wasn't maintained.
You know, most 90% of what we heard has nothing to do with the application.
Right.
Right, all of it was.
Realistically, all that.
That's what I'm saying, that like that.
That argument has nothing to do with the case.
I think I stated there that night, you know, what they had done, yeah, you know, what the guy back him did and what he was.
I mean, explains why they were there and why they're objecting, but it really doesn't.
No.
Nobody addressed the.
Yeah, two right there in that area, right next to him, got him, it's, you know, as a matter of fact, it's done him and, you know.
What a shame, you got a parcel that's 600 foot deep.
Yep.
You got a 500 foot front yard, and now they want to build back to the property line.
Yeah. Well, it keeps it right, I guess, right in line with the rest of them, the two that's right there, you know, next to it. Keep them there in the back, I guess, you know. Come on down there, not out of the habit. I like to come through what Mr. Burl said, and I did that night though with the guy in the back, done or doing or whatever, it is really immaterial to it.
And it was due because of the homeowner's deed restrictions. Accessory building has to be.
Yeah, had to be back, had to be built in the back.
Right.
Yeah, there's deed restrictions. And they've done a good job. Very good. And they met with Deldot, met the requirements, or they have papers satisfied. Anyway. Mr. McCabe?
In favor of it.
Mr. Burtman?
I went down and looked at it, he did a real good job on the ditch behind it, French drains and everything. I have no problem with it.
I certainly, I went down also. I looked at it before the meeting and after. Mr. Hudson?
I don't have a problem with it.
Mr. Mills?
I'm fine.
Okay. Well, hearing no, if everyone's ready to vote, then chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10745. It's an odd shaped lot. Minimum variance to grant relief and run off to the central character of the neighborhood.
And I have a second to that motion. Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,745. All those in favor of the motion, give their usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved. Next case, please.
Next